Yakshuranandana Braja Janaranjana Yakshuranandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Chiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadhari Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadhari Yashoranandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoranandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramang Sipuriraja Kacharya Sutara Sutta Sri Srimad Vidavang Geshabaya Charanavinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Iskan Pandra Chaya Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Viviti Pandra Chaya Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi All glory to the Sama Devotees All glory to the Sama Devotees All glory to the Sama Devotees all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki. Greeting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 14th chapter, text 32 and 33. Chapter titled, Disappearance of Lord Krishna. How do you chant? What's the format? First word, then sentence. Like Tatai Vanucharak Sore. And then repeat. Tatai Vanucharak Sore. Sruta Devo Devadaya. Sunanda Nanda Shirsanya. Ye Chanye Satpatashabai. So we're only chanting this first verse, and I'll read the second verse. But it's just two verses, 31 and 32. So let's just repeat this first verse then, and then I'll read the second verse. Tatai vanucharak sore. Srutadeva Udavadaya Sunanda Nanda Shirasanya Ye Chanye Satpata Shabaha. Please chant. Tataivan Ucharat Saure Srutadeva Udavadaya Sunanda Nanda Shirasanya Ye Chane Satpata Shiva Tatava Nuchara Sore Dadaya Sunanda Nanda Shirasanya Ye Chanye Satpata Shabha. Ladies, so we'll chant the next verse and then the word for word. Api Svasya Svate Sarve. I'll just chant. Rama Krishna Vajasaya Apismananti kushalam asmakan badasorada. Translation, purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The synonyms, tatayeva, similarly, anuchara, constant companions, sore, of Lord Krishna, such as Srutadev, Uddhava Adaya, Uddhava and others, Sunanda, Nanda, Shirasanya, other leaders, yea, all of them, Cha and Anye, others, Satpata, liberated souls, Rishabha, the best men, Api, if, Swasti, doing well, Asate, are, Sarve, all of them, Rama, Balaram, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Bhuja Asraya, under the protection of, Api, if also, Smaranti, do remember, kushalam, welfare, asmakum, about ourselves, badasoradaha, bound by eternal friendship. Translation. Also, Srutadev, Uddhava, and others, Nanda, Sunanda, and other leaders of liberated souls, who are constant companions of the Lord, are protected by Lord Balaram and Krishna. Are they all doing well in their respective functions? Do they, who are all eternally bound in friendship with us, remember our welfare? Please repeat. Also, Srutadev, Uddhava, and others, Nanda, Sunanda, and other leaders of liberated souls who are constant companions of the Lord, are protected by Lord Balaram and Krishna. Are they all doing well in their respective functions? Do they, who are all eternally bound in friendship with us, remember our welfare? Purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The constant companions of Lord Krishna, such as Uddhava, are all liberated souls, and they descended along with Lord Krishna to this material world to fulfill the mission of the Lord. The Pandavas are also liberated souls who descended along with Lord Krishna to serve him in his transcendental pastime on this earth. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.8, The Lord and his eternal associates are also liberated souls like the Lord, come down on this earth at certain intervals. The Lord remembers them all, but his associates, although liberated souls, forget due to their being tatastha shakti, or marginal potency of the Lord. That is the difference between the Vishnu tattva and jiva tattva. The jiva tattvas are infinitesimal, potential particles of the Lord, and therefore they require the protection of the Lord at all times. And to the eternal servitors of the Lord is pleased to give all protection at all times. Liberated souls never therefore think themselves as free as the Lord or as powerful as the Lord, but they always seek the protection of the Lord in all circumstances, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. This dependence of the liberated soul is constitutional, for the liberated souls are like sparks of a fire that are able to exhibit the glow of fire along with the fire and not independently. Independently, the glow of the sparks is extinguished, although the quality of the fire or the glowing is there. Thus, those who give up the protection of the Lord and become so-called lords themselves out of spiritual ignorance come back again to this material world even after prolonged tapasya of the severest type. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature. Om Jnana Tamandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Litam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Bhangum Mangayate Gurum Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dhirataranam. So this is another calamity. This is the just before Arjuna reveals to Maharaj Yudhisthira this the disappearance of the Supreme Lord. So they've already suffered so many tribulations, and Queen Kunti has articulately given this same consideration, where she says, Vipadak santutu sajvat. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. So this is not, we understand that this is simply a pastime in one sense. But the story itself is so moving that one cannot help but feel involved at all these turn of events, going from one seeming success and victory to the destruction of the dynasty and the death of the children, and then Maharaj Parikshit, the only remaining heir to the throne, who will again experience calamities of a different sort. So this is very eloquently addressed by Queen Kunti. And this is for everyone's edification. Not that somehow or other, as we're reading, we forget about the basis of the Bhagavatam is specifically to deliver those in Kali Yuga by distinguishing illusion from reality for the welfare of all. So distinguishing illusion from reality is not simply just by some flowery words. We have we can see from the life of Gaura Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, he was not speaking to please anyone, to flatter their ego, or to give them false hope in spiritual life. Sometimes we see that people will just say, yes, go on, everything will be okay, but without addressing the actual basis of someone's discontent. Everyone is suffering in the material world, first and foremost, out of ignorance of his constitutional position. So nothing can be solved simply by giving some false hope. So this is the, in our line especially, Srila Prabhupada never compromised. When we see his experience coming to America and dealing with so many inconveniences, when you see where Srila Prabhupada had to stay in such a temporary situation, where in rooms without any facility, without any shower at all, simply sink. So this is very difficult to comprehend. Why would the Supreme Lord put his pure devotee through such difficult trials? Because ultimately this is to bring us to a higher understanding of who Srila Prabhupada is, so that we can appreciate more what is our duty in this regard. Not that we've come to spiritual life and we can now relax. This is not a time to relax. Spiritual life is a time to every day be prepared to, for multiple engagements in conflict with Maya. Manoratain asati daivatobihi. This, what does this mean? It's this chariot of the mind taking us here and there. Ultimately, it results in the English term mental speculation. But it is so nice and graphic when you see that the mind and the rut, and you can appreciate how everywhere when you go out in Bombay, all the cars are rushing here and there. This is the same thing. Without any purpose, truly without any purpose, simply to get some meager earnings and then to waste their time traveling 2 hours, 2 hours, come home, eat some small dried bread, and again, go out and do the same thing. But they don't see this. So therefore, it is our duty, with our experience, with our having been delivered from that calamity, to illustrate to those who are able to appreciate, who are willing to understand, what is the true purpose of human existence. This Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Just a few words, but this is the sum and substance of spiritual life. Everything has to be first from that point. If someone cannot appreciate that, then our speaking to them is not very fruitful. If we can engage them in such a way that we see some spark of awareness, then we can continue the conversation. And so therefore the cultivation goes on to those sincere souls who can be identified by pariprathena, this submissive inquiry. Otherwise there's no point in the conversation. One of my Gar brothers used to say, when we were running the first Bhakti program in New York, people would come. New York is very difficult. Prabhupada, you can see, he went to the most difficult place to preach, because he knew that New York is the most important city in the world. If he could success there, then he could success anywhere. And it's a fact. We see it. So when these people would come to the Sunday feast or whatever, we bring them aside, try to give them some, check out their spiritual pulse. It's like the vibe. Everybody touches the pulse, he sees, okay, what is the health of this person? So we try to engage them in some way to understand what is their mind. And usually there, everyone begins with some argument, because false ego is there. You have to cut through this false ego. So he would very carefully say to them, if you have a question, it means you don't have an answer. So for those most persons, that is the first time they're hearing someone confront them like this. But then it opens up the conversation. Because they have to realize, yes, if I have a question, it means I don't have an answer. So if you're ready to hear the answer, Bhagavad Gita as it is. And hopefully they'll take it, read it, understand something, and come back for more. This is the process. We all underwent this transformation. Going to the temple, meeting the devotees, making friends with the devotees, rendering some service. This is the key. It's not this formula. When you have a perfect formula, you don't change it. Right? What do they say? If it's not broken, don't fix it. So we have something very special given to us by Srila Prabhupada. He conducted the first Transcendental Love Feast by his own arrangement. It is not some concoction that we came up with. No, he personally supervised by cooking everything, by serving everything, by cleaning up everything. So we understand that this is not just some means to satisfy the hunger, the appetite, material appetite. No, it is there to give them a taste, a higher taste in all facets of spiritual life. If they're impressed by the prasadam, then they will come back for the prasadam. If they're impressed by the kirtan, they will come back for the kirtan. So everything is there, all components. If they're impressed with the caliber of the devotees, then they'll come back because everyone is looking for a friend in this material world. And there is no better friend than a devotee. And when you meet that person who gives you that similar appreciation that you can relate to, that we're all college students or we're all professionals, and you meet that person who is taking this change of lifestyle through this leap of faith, then you can see, think that, oh, well, if he has done it, then I can do it as well. What is the difficulty? So we need these examples in our life. So this is, of course, we understand here, they're very famous for that. Guidance, counselors. Right? Everyone has a counselor so that he can make progressive advancement in spiritual life under the guidance of someone who has already walked that path. It's a very safe situation. That is why living in a temple, one should appreciate the benefit of living in a temple. And it's not a cheap thing. One who cannot take this austerity, then he cannot get that higher understanding. Very difficult. He can get it. But it will come at great endeavor because there is so much distraction. But living in the ashram, everything is vyavasaya mika buddhi ekeha kurunanda. Everything is very focused. There's no need to try to get some different conclusion when everything has already been done. And it's just like you're baking or making some preparation in the kitchen. There is a recipe. Everything is there. And if you mess with the recipe, sometimes there is disaster. Everyone has had, you taste the khichdi and they forgot the salt. They forgot the hing. They forgot something due to carelessness, due to whatever. And it's a great disappointment. Right? So we should not mess with the recipe. Everything is there. Prabhupada has given us. We just have to maintain. And it is the simple mentality that I am a servant of Krishna that allows us to maintain that the integrity of the process without change. No need to change. This Prabhupada used to criticize that in the West they're all looking not just purposefully, inimically, but he criticized that there's always, you're always looking to change something, make some adjustment. And so that was the disease, Prabhupada said. So it was a calculated, constructive criticism that nothing should be changed. So this is, so we try as much as possible. And if we're successful, then everything automatically goes on nicely. That is the result. Phalam parachiyate. It is not just a simple saying. You judge a thing by the fruit. It can be applied to anything, materially or spiritually. But for our purposes, we understand that when everything is there, when there is Harinam Sankirtan, when there is book distribution, when there is proper deity worship, then automatically the temple increases. It is not by some managerial mental manipulation. Someone can think that he's an expert manager. But Prabhupada, he gave a very simple formula. He said, if you chant your rounds, management will be at your fingertips. The word he used was finger points. But in America, they don't know what finger points are. So it was changed to fingertips in one place. But he said finger points. And that is easy to appreciate for anyone who has done so. Because ultimately, Krishna is guiding us from within. It doesn't matter if you're the pot washer. Krishna is engaging you in such a way that you'll make that pot shine like the deity paraphernalia. And you will feel great satisfaction in doing so. Or if you're preaching on the street, you will find that same satisfaction. Because the execution of the service is done with the pure motive to please the Supreme Lord and Krishna. That is all. Without any extra addition. So we should just take this particular pastime of the Lord, because it is not very easy to read the disappearance of the Lord, the heartfelt expressions of Arjuna, who is now completely in this state of lamentation, difficult for us to comprehend. Of course, when Srila Prabhupada disappeared, we also felt that same heartbreak. Because these things are similar. When the pure devotee leaves the planet or enters into samadhi, there is an ocean of melancholy. Very difficult to appreciate unless one has been in that situation. But this too also passes. You know, so we see that, you know, in our parampara, we have this benefit of this wisdom. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou are living still in sound. A Vaishnav dies to live, and living spreads the holy name around. So we appreciate this very clear understanding that the spiritual master, the Supreme Lord, they are never far from us if we have the attitude of service. We're serving every day, Shishi Radha Gopinath. You know, so where is Lord Krishna? If someone says, Lord Krishna disappeared, he was killed by a hunter. You know, we understand immediately that this person has some misunderstanding. Because that is the Lord's potency, that he has not revealed to those who are envious. And for us, we can invite anyone to come and gradually acquire the same appreciation by this simple rendering of service. So it doesn't require a great scholarship. Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji was considered to be illiterate. Could neither read nor write, but highly learned. So how is that? Because Krishna is clear in this. He's telling Arjuna, Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivishto. In that chapter, in that essence of that verse, that Krishna is seated in the heart of every living entity. And from him comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And beyond that, for the devotee, specifically, Yashyasti Bhaktiya Bhagavatiya Kinchana, automatically, he develops all these good qualities without any extra endeavor, if he's simply following. So he can go on without, he doesn't have to make any separate endeavor. Prabhupada used to, many devotees would want to go off and simply do bhajan. You know, and on a few occasions Prabhupada would say, let him go. But in general, he would say, what is the need? Simply by performing devotional service, everyone will achieve the highest realization. But many people are not patient. Or, worse, they don't have faith. They don't have faith. So one has to have this implicit faith in the spiritual master and Krishna. And then all the imports of the Vedic literature are automatically revealed. And we have seen, time and again, in our parampara, in our God brothers and God sisters, and in many other sincere devotees, how this takes place. How they have rapid advancement in a short period of time. And Prabhupada acknowledged that this was due to sincerity. He categorized that as the single most important ingredient in spiritual life. Which is why it's important to listen to Prabhupada's lectures. You may read all of the books and then miss that. But there he says, it is not by seniority, but by sincerity. But he said in Mayapur in 76, in his lecture, when all the demigods were assembled and no one would go forward to garland Lord Nisringadeva. No one. Everyone was afraid. No one recognized this form of the Lord. Not even Lakshmi Devi. She would not go. She said, I don't know if this is my husband. I have never seen this form. How can I go? And finally, Lord Brahma gave the garland to Prahlad Maharaj and said, you go. Only for you he has come. So you go. And then Prabhupada commented, he said, therefore, it is not by seniority, but by sincerity only. All the demigods were there. Lord Shiva would not do. Lord Brahma would not do. None of the demigods. They're all senior to Prahlad Maharaj. None one would do. So this is how we understand and appreciate and how we should take shelter of that concept that in everything we do, it doesn't matter if you're washing a pot, if you're on Sankirtan, if you're chanting, if you're offering aarti, it must be done with sincerity. Must not mechanically, not by some habit, without proper appreciation. Why am I doing this? Because I am the servant of Krishna. That is why only reason I'm here. Not to get some reputation to that I can speak nicely, have so many followers, or this or that. No. It is simply to become a servant of the servant of the servants. And then success without any extra endeavor. One automatically achieves the same goal. When we say janma karma chame divyam, we don't say that only this person, if he understands, or that person. No, any person who understands. He automatically gets this benefit. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and disappearance. And now we're talking disappearance. Someone may say, why speak about disappearance? The Lord is eternal. No, you have to understand. Otherwise, you'll be bewildered like these other materialists who think that Krishna was killed by some hunter. Transcendental nature of my appearance and disappearance. For him, there was never birth. So therefore, we must read these. Sometimes we think these are not as pleasant. Let me read some other pastime. Mahabharata has so many shlokas, 100,000. How many shlokas, Mahabharata? 18,000, Bhagavad Purana. So we have to appreciate everything in the proper context. And then we will be able to also bring that appreciation and understanding to others in a very measured way, not to appear that we have some fanatical dogma. Everyone likes to make some accusation. They say, you are just brainwashed. You don't understand. You have not seen everything. These are all defensive arguments when a person has no real philosophy with which to properly argument. As logic and argument are the two things. But they cannot, so they make some excuse. So therefore, we don't waste our time. We want to find those who are eligible. And we see, those who are eligible, they're coming into the temple every day. You know, and when we meet them on the street, we invite them into the temple. And then if they come, we give attention because they've made the attempt, the endeavor to come. So that is the first step. All of us came back in the days. They used to give out mantra cards. And on the mantra card, there was the address. There was the mantra. There was prasadam. Everything in one. All special. Attached. It's like now we give the boxes of prasadam. Then it was just a small plastic bag. Mantra card was folded like a tent and stapled. And inside was one American lugdu. They call luglu. Very famous. And we used to distribute tens of thousands. In 1 month, literally tens of thousands. So many people in New York knew about this. They would go to the devotees just to get the prasadam. They would say, do you have one of those candy bars? It was the first health bar. Very special. It was all good things. Dates, figs, raisins, almonds, walnuts, amaranth, honey, cashews. You could not get something like this. It was the topmost offered to Radha Govinda. And on the card, it said, chant these names of God and your life will become sublime. That's what it said. So many people thought that this is very interesting. Who does not want something sublime? That word itself is very special, not used very often, because nothing in the material world is sublime. So it cannot be used. So if it's something, someone is giving you something like this, you think, let me try it. Just try. There's no loss. Even if you don't know the shloka. We didn't know that shloka. Nehapikrama nasasti. No. So we chanted the name while we were doing something, whatever it was, just chanting and walking. And without any extra endeavor, because Namat Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Holy name alone is sufficient. Immediately, there is some awakening. You may not understand what it is, but it is there. And so gradually, if you're sincere, Krishna will guide you to the temple. So this happens. So therefore, this is still the formula. We have Harinam in New York City every single day. Well, 6 days a week and 7 days inside the temple. And we distribute the same thousands and thousands of these mantra cards, along with some prasadam. And still, people are coming to the temple. And there's, again, a renaissance in New York, because after COVID, everybody wonders, oh, such a horrible thing was there. Why did it happen? So again, you're questioning. So for us, COVID is a good thing. Not to us, but in general, because it makes people question, why am I suffering? Right? Well, everyone needs to understand these things. Most people have to come through suffering. And so now you see again, so we have to take advantage of it. We have to exploit this thing. So we have to use our intelligence. And we do. We bring a power and everyone comes. We give them prasadam. We give them some hope after so much despair. Because we were stable. We never stopped chanting on the street. And people saw us. We never stopped distributing prasadam. Our activities never stopped even for one moment. Even though everything else stopped. Whole city was shut down. Whole city. Every day we chanted. And some people used to say, why are you doing this? You cannot even answer them. We say, because this is Yuga Dharma. If you want to know, we can tell you more. If you want, you cannot stop Yuga Dharma. Nobody can stop. Not by any edict, not by some court order. Nothing. Right? What is that? That verse? Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamisham Punak Punas Javata. Right? There's that verse here. Not by joint conference. They cannot understand. Matirna Krishna Paratak Satova Mitobi Padyeti Grahavatana. So like this. So they're going about chewing the chewed and we're interrupting them. Give them some prasadam, give them this mantra card, get them to chant. Whenever Mahavishnu Maharaj comes to New York City, we have a grand time. We go to Times Square. We get everybody to chant the Lord's name, Gauranga. Everyone chants. Times Square is a very special place. We're doing Harinam Sankirtan there since so long, since almost the beginning. Tompkins Square Park, Washington Square Park, and Times Square. Very special places. So we don't want to go on without giving the opportunity for some questions. I'll read the verse again. This the translation. Let's see. Also, Shrutadev, Uddhava, and others, Nanda, Sunanda, and other leaders, have liberated souls who are constant companions of the Lord, are protected by Lord Balaram and Krishna. Are they all doing well in their respective functions? Do they, who are all eternally bound in friendship with us, remember our welfare? So, any questions, comments?
Thank you very much for emphasizing on being fixed at Prabhupada's instructions and not changing it. If something is not broken, don't try to fix it. With so much change, I think till 1980s the way people live was all almost similar, but because of technology, the lifestyles have changed so much. Even the way we know, we are now using gadgets and other things. So, how do we ensure that we don't change the essence and still not be as relevant, as attractive to people?
Very good question. The key in any of this Yukta Vairagya is that it has to be practically and sincerely used in the Lord's service. Otherwise, our primary example is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was not shy to utilize the technology of the time. It was not computer, but it was motor launch, motor car, whatever venue at that time, big pandal with amplification. Before that, there was no such thing. These are all utilizing everything in Krishna's service. Utility is the principle. But it has to be done with the proper attitude and not misused. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta also gave very clear, there's one paper, I think everyone may have read it. Who should live in the mat? Have you read? No? You can leave. It's very instructive. You can Yukta Vairagya Google and say, who should live in the mat? And there's a list of things. And those who should not live in the mat are those who are trying to use the mat for their own comfort and convenience. Those who are taking sannyas simply to get servants and to utilize the vehicles, because he had more than, and they would take the vehicles just to go, because they were, who takes sannyas in a young age? In those days, only the old persons. They were basically retiring, taking sannyas, using the temple cars to go on a journey to the hospital. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and therefore he gave that, better we should sell the marble. What's the use of this mat if it's not properly engaged? So, who should live in the mat? Very instructive. Very to the point. You can almost say cutting. Because he was very famous for that. Very famous. So yes, if you are assured of using something in Krishna's service, otherwise we don't need these things. We didn't have them. When I joined, technology was a cassette tape recorder. A very simple machine. There was no mobile phone, no other. And we only used those to listen to Prabhupada lectures, because at that time, we had no internet. When Prabhupada would go to another temple, the lecture would be recorded. Then that devotee would take the recording and he would duplicate it. And then it would be sent around, and we wouldn't get it hand to hand. You would get it after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 1 month. But then you would hear that lecture. And in this way, we accumulated lectures by this cassette. And so we could hear Srila Prabhupada. We couldn't take advantage. But now anyone can go on Vanipedia. They can go on Vanisource. You can listen to anything, anytime, anywhere, going back to 1966. So if we utilize it for our, to benefit ourselves and others, then it is proper utility. Not to become entangled. Not to simply be searching and searching and searching till no end. That's not the benefit. We're not meant to be research scholars. We only need to research what is necessary, not more. Otherwise you fall into the trap. Prabhupada had a term you might be familiar. He said, over-intelligent. He said, don't become over-intelligent. And we see it. Anyone has experience. Someone is, and I think the term more popular now is overthinking. And I tell you, don't overthink it. But it's the same. So don't overthink it. Don't be over-intelligent. Simple for the simple at heart, and difficult for the crooked. And this is, does that answer? Well, Yukta Bhairagya, we're here, we can do. Beautiful temple located in beautiful Mumbai. Someone will say, why do you have such a nice building? We'll say, why? To attract envious persons like you to come and see the deities. That's why. Because once you see the deities, then you'll see, oh, how beautiful. No one is familiar with such beauty. In the material world, it does not exist. There's nowhere. I recently went to some other group to see the art. We ostensibly went to see the architecture. But we found that it is just a dead building. There was no life inside. There's no bhava, no bhakti. But the architecture is beautiful. It's like if you go to Vrindavan, there's Prem Mandir. It's built by the same consortium. Beautiful building, but there's no bhakti. But what is the use? But we can have a simple temple. Someone will say that this is an old building. No. What is old? The Supreme Lord is eternal, eternally youthful. He is the source of all beauty. So see here and understand what that means. The source of all beauty. So this is for us. It is a festival for the eyes all the time. But not just for sense gratification. But to remember the Lord and then take Him with you in all your activities. This is a great benediction. So we have to be faithful. Faithful to our Ishta Devata, to our Prabhudatta Desh. All these things require a certain level of commitment. They cannot be abandoned easily. Not to go here and there like some bumblebee going from flower to flower. Wherever you go, your mind goes with you. So what is the point? If I go from this temple to that temple to that temple, then I've not grasped the essence. Because if I cannot find it here, then I cannot find it anywhere. The difficulty lies within. Prabhupada said, wherever you go, your mind goes with you. So there's no purpose, no reason. When we go for pilgrimage, we go, and again we return. That is there. No problem. Prabhupada also instructed us like that. Don't go to Vrindavan and stay without service. Don't. It was forbidden. We never did. You can go and then come back to your service, and that was all right. But not just to escape and think that now I've become Babaji. I don't have to do anything. I can just live in the Dham and chant. So how are you serving the mission of the spiritual master? For what reason have you taken Diksha? So we don't want such confusion. We should all help each other to remain strong together. This reinforcement is required at times. And when you have that friendship, that camaraderie, that fellowship, then you'll not need anything else. When you have your God brother, God sisters, and you have that feeling that together we are serving, then there is nothing else required. You don't have any, you're not seeking anything else. Everything is in that place only. But if you're not trying to make friends, if you're not trying to be a friend to everyone, what is that? Nirvara sarvabhuteshu yasamamiti pandava. Then you're missing some point there. Tadati purti grinati gui amatyati purchiti bhunkti bochayate. These things must be there. These exchanges of love. The confidential discussions revealing one's mind. Not just to get some sympathy, but to come to a solution that I may not have, that you may have the insight of. My godbrother Kormarupa, who lived in Vrindavan, we left New York in 1984 and he stayed and never left. So he used to say, to remind me, I'm not sure if I was the only one he said it to, but he always used to remind me. Because we were living in Vrindavan. And it's not, you have to have service. So he said, Vrindavan is not a place to live. Vrindavan is a place to die. And many people go to Vrindavan, now you see all around big, big buildings. Vrindavan has become a suburb of Delhi. And for those who are not familiar with Vrindavan, they cannot see the real Prachin, that real Vrindavan. Very difficult. If you did not know it before, you would not know it now. Everything is paved. Even Parikram Marg, paved. Where is the Braj Raj? The dust of Vrindavan is... Anyway, it is there. You have to go and find it on the bank of the Jamuna. Jamuna Tira Vanachaya is there. And so for devotees, we can still find it. Because we know where to look. We don't see those buildings per se. We appreciate that this is just something blocking the eye temporarily until this Premanjana Charita Bhakti Balochanena fully manifests. And then we will
see.
We can see. So we're not the same. We're not in these temples simply to live. We're here to take up the mission, whatever is required, up till death. One has to have that conviction. Up till death. We didn't say, I'm chanting these rounds only for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. No. We've taken this vow to the spiritual master to serve him in front of the deities, in front of the fire, in front of the Vaishnavas. You don't break that vow and not suffer consequences. It may not seem apparent immediately, but it will be there. So by hook or crook, one has to remain in the association of devotees. And as soon as one thinks that I am not compatible, then we can understand that there's some offense that was there. Because there's some taste for association, some taste for the name, some taste for the service. It has become diminished. He's not getting the ruchi. So, of course, if you're not getting the taste, eventually you will leave because, and the material world, there is so much of that. It is not the eternal kata ruchi, but it is there. Something that chewing the chewed. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for helping us realign Prabhupada's teachings. I had a question. You said that sometimes devotees become restless and try to change things, change service. Of late, there have been many spiritual organizations which promise some mystical experiences, and whereas we are just presenting the simple process of hearing and chanting, which in one sense is doesn't have any mysticism involved. It is just a very simple process. So, and sometimes devotees also feel that maybe we are missing something. So how do we understand this and reinforce our commitment and shraddha?
Such questions typically are presented to the spiritual master, who through his relationship with the disciple may have a greater appreciation of that person's mental proclivity. But if this restlessness is not based on a desire to dovetail my propensities just because for some capricious or whimsical reason, then it should be immediately discarded. But if a person has a certain talent that can be used in Krishna's service, and you know, we all want to do the right thing. An example is Sataputta Prabhu. When Sataputta came into the Society of the Devotees, he did not come in wearing a neon sign that said, I am a PhD from Cornell University and my IQ is 210. He looked like any normal person. And he came to the temple and we engaged him in washing pots. But by his sincerity and his simplicity, very quickly Prabhupada understood. The same with Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He came and asked for any service, but Prabhupada said, no, we can engage you in a different way. Because he was willing to do anything else, therefore that was his qualification. He did not come in and say, I can only be a scientist. I can only deal with the intelligentsia. I cannot deal with the whatever, the rank and file. They have different words, you know. So that is required. The spiritual master can see that this person is sincere. He is so qualified, but he is willing to do anything. But at least Let me try to engage him in such a way where he feels satisfied and he benefits the society. But it's not always like that. Because another god brother who is studying to be a doctor, Prabhupada told him, no, we have enough doctors. You should be a doctor of the soul. And so therefore he stopped his studies. And he never looked back. He didn't need it. But one has to accept the spiritual master has his best interest in mind, regardless of what the outcome may be. Because he may tell him, yes, you surrender. Don't pursue this any further. Just preach. And one accepts that, and he executes it, his life is perfect. Nothing else required. But he has to accept it. So this is the simple aspect of it. If I'm simple, I can expect. I'm not looking for anything. That puja pratishta. I don't. Prabhupada quoted that one Bengali saying in Vrindavan. Bhajan karo, pujan karo, matli jami hai. That is, everything is tested at the time of death. So you can do anything at this point and try to make any arrangement. But you cannot escape that final test. And therefore, everything will be there, whether you have served the spiritual master nicely or not. Whether you have maintained, that fidelity. Right? Because just like no one appreciates that, and now every relationship is taken cheaply. So a man and a woman, they get married, and then after a few years, there's divorce. Because it is not based on anything real, only some infatuation, some temporary attraction. And then that attraction, because there's no satisfaction, again attraction, and again attraction. But there's no end to this. But one who is faithful, there's no question. Because it is not based on the temporary nature of the relationship. It is based on the actual relationship itself, which is sanctioned through samskara by the shastra and entered into as a sacrament. And then one gets the benefit. And Prabhupada, it's said there that the first, there's many things that bring auspiciousness. And in the first is the good wife. So why? We think that, no, why not sannyas? It says in household life, in any material endeavor, that first is a good wife. Because then everything else can be done in execution peacefully. Prabhupada said the man should be 100% faithful servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the wife should be a 100% faithful servant of the husband. And then everything is correct. But it requires constant attention, like anything else. So a peaceful mind, a sense of duty, a sense of faithfulness, that must be there. In any relationship. So whether it is marriage or initiation by the spiritual master. So one has to be able to develop that. It's just like anything else. It's a quality that must be developed. Faithfulness. Otherwise, that everyone knows the story. One disciple of Prabhupada, he came to Prabhupada and asked blessings to find another spiritual master, another guru. And that was the person who probably used the term over-intelligent. Because he was thinking, well, I'm not getting my Siddha Deha. This is the same as Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Someone also came to him like that and asked, I want to know my Siddha Deha. But what is this? If you're asking this, And you don't understand that everything is coming by the chanting of the holy name, then this asking is useless. Because everything will be revealed by the spiritual master. So this person was not understanding. He was acting over intelligent. He was speaking learned words like Arjuna. But in actuality, he was a fool. And how did he become like that? Because he was a Sanskrit editor. He was translating and reading all the books of the previous acharyas. And he was thinking, there's more, and I'm not getting this intellectual satisfaction. So this is a very dangerous thing. Don't be in pursuit of this intellectual satisfaction. It is simply another form of sense gratification, like sex attraction, maybe even more powerful. Any other questions? We're supposed to end 9:25. Neela Krishna will be quite angry. I don't want to incur any anger or offense. Huh? Today's fasting, yes, of course.
Hare Krishna. We're really grateful that you gave us this time and this wisdom, Prabhuji. Let us thank Kansarupu for giving us this wonderful wisdom and visiting Shishiradha Gopinath temple. And we request him to make a stop by whenever he is passing through India. And let us thank once again by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Srila Prabhupada ki.
We are also very happy to be here and have the darshan of Radha Gopinath Mandir. When we first came to India, there was no Radha Gopinath Mandir. And we were just building Juhu. So it's very nice to see how Krishna consciousness has expanded. And this we should continue to do. Now, like, of course, we see in India now, maximum expansion is there. And hopefully it expands in such a way that it is done so that there is no loss or diminution, that everything should be remained without change. Right? That is the key. So this, and from what I see, everything is being done perfectly, so carry on under the guidance of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, you know. And we see that, Prabhupada and all the acharyas, he said, I have given you everything in my books. There is no reason to lament or to speculate. But we have to have that determination. Because many times someone will speculate and suggest, no, maybe we should adjust this or that. And certain things we understand, we've all done, especially the managers. Utilizing this Desha Kalapatra very carefully, not misusing. Because, you know, we have this tendency. So time, place, and circumstance have to be adjusted very carefully. You know, otherwise everything sounds nice when you use those terms. You know, someone will say, Prabhu, no, it's according to time, place, and circumstance. That's such an easy thing. We don't want to become like that. Take things cheaply. So yes, very. And there's how many Sankirtan parties are going out daily from Radha Gopinath Mandir? How many Harinam parties? How many book distribution parties? One party, Harinam, going out. Where do they go? We used to go to Victoria Terminus. Every day, Victoria Terminus, and chant. But I think I don't know how far it is from here. It was quite far from Juhu, but we did it. That was our thing. And on the way back, Sridhar Swami, because it's, you know, everyone knows it's hot in Bombay, we would stop at the famous juice shop in Chaupati, What's the name there? Something like Sagar Juice, Soup Sagar. Very famous. It was also famous then. So chant the holy name, and in any association of devotees, you would get all the benefit. Everything was there complete. Nothing else required. We didn't mind that it's hot or this or that it was long. You know, with Sridhar Swami leading us then, we were short of getting some good, nice stories, nice Prabhupada pastimes, a nice mango milkshake. So everything was there. So there's nothing better. But people don't understand because they have to appreciate this association of devotees. This Sadhu Sangha is such a gem, hidden gem, that people have difficulty to break into that. It's like we don't want to call it, it's an open secret society, not a closed secret society. Open secret. Anybody can come. But not everybody appreciates it. And so some cultivation has to be there. Any other questions, comments? No? That's it. And Hare Krishna, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.